Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Pei. We are holding on Daf Ayin Tesa Mabez. We are at Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, three lines from the end of the page. This year is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lil Nishmas, his mother, Goldava Simcha Allah Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. What we're going to talk about today is first we're going to discuss which of the cases that don't require Lechem. We identified a bunch of cases of Karbanos Toda that don't require Lechem. Which of those does Rav Yochanan say that if it was brought before the kapara, it would require lechem? Rabbi Yochanan makes such a comment, and the Gemara tries to identify which case that's true of, and it's a chiddush to say about. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the rules of when a chatos is mesa versus when it's left to be to graze and develop a mum, and how that might impact the rules of lach metoda. Then the Gemara is going to discuss two differences in halacha between the zevach of a toda and the lach metoda. One difference is if they get lost, and the other is if you have extra money. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to have Machlokas, Abaye, and Rava. If you lost the replacement of the chiluf, and you lost the original carbon toda, so you replace it with another one, then you lost the replacement. So you designated another one, and then you find the original, both originals. So now you have all three with the Kedusha of a toda. What gets lechem? What doesn't get lechem? How do you treat all three of these animals, a machlokas, Abaye, and Rava? Then the Gemara is going to apply that machlokas to Karban Chatos. And then at the end of the daf, leading into tomorrow's daf, we're going to have a brisa that says that if a Toda and Tumurasa get mixed up with one another, and then one of them dies, Ein lo takana. So the Gemara is going to have several challenges to that idea, that when a toda utmurasa get mixed up with each other, that and one of them dies, that ein lo takana. And those challenges are going to go into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin again, three lines from the bottom of the page, on daf ayin tesan beis. Shalach Rav Chanina mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu ela le'achar kapara avu lefnei kapara tunu lechem. This whole idea in our Mishnah that we said that they do not require lechem is only after the kapara. They you already were nischaper, you brought your carbon toda, but before the kapara, where you haven't yet brought the carbon toda, then these carbonos toda that normally don't require lechem will require lechem. So, Havi Rav Amram says, well, wait a second, Aheya, which case in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan talking about that doesn't normally require lach metoda, but lefnei kapara would require lach metoda? If you're talking about a case where a guy says about a toda schova, what's a toda schova? So Rashi writes, Hare alai toda. So he's mechayiv himself in an eder. We're calling it a toda schova because he made it a chiyuv on himself as opposed to a chiyuv on the animal. He didn't say Hare zu. Hare zu is a din in the chefza, but he made it a din on the gavra. So he said, Hare alai toda. So he's mechayiv himself with this neder. And then he loses the carbon toda, and he replaces it with another one, and then he finds the original. So Rabbi Yochanan says that if he's makriv the first one, he doesn't bring lechem with the second one, but if he has not yet been makriv the first one, then he does bring lechem with the second one. So says Gemara, that can't be the great chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, because he lefnei kapara, if he's trying to be mechadesh that before the kapara, before you ever brought the first one, you're going to require lechem, tanina, we already know that from the Brisa, because the Brisa says, Eza mehen sheyir, it's a yakriv, lachma ima, that he could choose to bring whichever one, and whichever one he brings first, that's the one that requires lechem. So levnei kapara, which the replacement, is the original one, and therefore it requires lechem. That's pashut. And ila achar kapara, and if we're talking about when he already brought one of them, and now he wants to bring the second one, that he does not need lechem, if that's the great chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that you don't need lechem on the second one, when you already brought one of them, tanina, that's also beferish in the Brisa, because the Brisa says that we're mema'it from the word yakrivenu, chalife toda, that only one gets lechem and not the other. And the Brisa is certainly talking about a toda schova, because it says hamafrish toda so. It doesn't say hamafrish toda. So it sounds like a toda schova, a toda that one is actually mukhuyavin. Ela a chalife toda nedava. We're not talking about chalife toda schova. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about chalife toda nedava, where you didn't say hare alai, you said hare zu toda. So you're not mechayiv b'achar Yusuf. If it ever gets lost, you don't have to bring another one. You designated this animal as a toda, but not that you took upon yourself an obligation to bring carbon toda regardless. And so the Nedava gets lost, and for whatever reason, you choose to replace it. You don't have to replace it. You choose to replace it. And that's Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush, that if you're ready, when it's Chaper Barishona, you don't bring Lechem with the Shania. But if you didn't get Kapara with the Rishona, you do bring Lechem with the Shania. So it says, it doesn't work, because Bein Lefnei Kapara, Bein Lachar Kapara, Tunas Lechem. Rabbi Yochanan's statement wouldn't be true if it was a Todas Nedava, because both before you got Kapara with the first one, and after you got Kapara with the first one, when you bring the other one, you're going to require Lechem, because Marba Betodasu, you're just someone who's bringing two separate Karbonos Toda, because the second one has nothing to do with the first one. The fact that you lost the first one never required you to bring a second one. You chose to bring another Todas Nedava, so it's just a regular Todas Nedava that's going to require Lechem. So says Gemara Ella, a third possibility. What was the case that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about where he said that if it was Lefnei Kapara, you're going to need Lachmei Toda, and if it was Liachar Kapara, you won't need Lachmei Toda? Avlad Todas Nedava. That a person designates a Toda that is pregnant, and he says, Harezu Toda. And then the Toda gives birth. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if you already makrev the mother, so when you're makrev the Vlad, you don't bring Lechem with the Vlad. But if you were not yet makrev the mother, then the Vlad does require Lechem. Says Gemara, no, also doesn't work, because Bein Lefnei Kapara, Bein Liachar Kapara, ain to unalechem, mosar de todahi. Because even if you have not yet been makrev of the mother, you would not bring lechem with the vlad, because it is a mosar de todah. It is something additional to the todah itself, and it's not the todah itself, and therefore does not warrant lechem. So says Gemara Ella, another possibility. I think we're up to number four. A vlad todas chova. We're talking about the vlad of a todas chova, meaning your mafresh a todah that is pregnant, and you don't say harezu todah. You say hare a lie toda, so and then it gives birth. So if you're makrev the vlad lifnei kapara, before you were makrev the aim, then toon lechem, then the vlad's going to require lechem, because had the toda become lost, you would be mischaper with the vlad, and therefore even when the mother is not lost, if you're makrev the vlad first, you're yotze your neder with the vlad, and it is therefore called a real toda, and that's why it requires lechem. But if you're makrev the vlad liachar kapara, after you already were makrev the aim and you were already yotze your neder, then ain tovin lechem, then it does not require lechem, because you're not yotze your neder with this vlad. It is simply a mosar toda. It is not the toda itself. And in that case, a vlad toda does not require lechem. That was what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said a vlad toda doesn't require lechem. That's the case the Mishnah was talking about. So says Gemara, well, if that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, my kamash milan. What's he teaching me? The Kesav Rabbi Yochanan, Adam Mischaper B'Shevach Hegdish. So says Gemara, what he's teaching me is that a person could be Mischaper with a Shevach that a Behemoth Hegdish has after your Makdish it. Meaning, the Behemoth Hegdish was pregnant, then there was a great Shevach that came from it. Namely, the Vlad came from it. And if you bring the Vlad, even prior to being Mischaper with the aim, the Vlad works as your Chiyuv, and that requires Lechem, because it works as your Chiyuv. So Abaye also asked in Rabbi Yochanan the same way we just said that Rav Amram asked in Rabbi Yochanan, what was his case exactly? And he gave the same answer. So the same conversation that happened in Rav Amram's base medrash about which case is Rabbi Yochanan talking about, and we go through all four possibilities. So the same conversation happened in Abaye's base medrash. Itmar Nami, and says Gemara, you know, it's Mefurash that Rabbi Yochanan meant exactly. That Rav Amram and Abaye were mechaving perfectly to what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Because Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Beferish, Chilufei Todas Nedava, Bein Lefnei Kapara, Bein Liachar Kapara, Tun and Lechem. That Chilufei Todas Nedava will require Lechem, regardless whether you bring it before Kapara or after Kapara. Because Marba Betodosu, if it was a Todas Nedava, it was Harezu, when you decided to bring another one, that's your own decision. So it's a separate carbon Todas. That's got nothing to do with the first one. So of course that's going to require lechem. Vlad todas nedava, bein lifnei kapara, bein liachar kapara, ein ta'un lechem. The vlad of a todas nedava will not require lechem, not before kapara nor after kapara. Mosar de todu, because it is simply an additional thing on the toda, and it's not the toda itself. But vlad todas chova, but if it's a vlad of a todas chova, lifnei kapara tu lechem, Then prior to kapara, it needs lechem. After kapara, it does not require lechem. So that's exactly the case that both Rav Amram and Abaye identified that Rabbi Yochanan distinguishes between lifnei kapara and the achar kapara. So you see the koach of the Amoraim to analyze the earlier Amoraim, that when they analyze and they say this must be what he meant, that they're vindicated. We see that that is in fact what he meant, because he actually said it beferish, even though they were totally unaware that he had said it. Now, this concept of todas chova, you know, so we keep saying, what is todas chova versus what is todas nedava? So todas nedava is hare zu. Todas chova is hare alai, that he makes it a chova about himself. So that's what Rashi writes over here. This relates to a broader discussion about when a person, whether there's such a thing as a person having a chiyuv to bring a korban toda, and is there such a thing as a person having a chiyuv to bench gomel, meaning is it something that a person volunteers to do, or is that something that is a chiyuv that a person does? So the Achronim discuss about the chiyuv of bringing a carbon toda for the dalit shetzrichim lahodos yordayam and holchem idbarios, someone who's a cholav in israpi, someone who's chavish bebeis haasurim and got out of the beis haasurim. So Rashi writes in Rashi and Chumash that the chiyuv is derived from the fact that it says veyizbuchu zivchei toda, and they learn the chiyuv birchsa gomel because it's derived from the same psukim. So they discuss, is it a chiyuv gomor or not? The Levush writes that David HaMelech was mitzaveh in Tehillim in Mizmor Kuf Zayin that begins Hodu LaHashem Kitov Ki Liolam Chasdau, and he mentions in that Mizmor all four of these things. So you see that it's a chiyuv from a tzivoy of David HaMelech. So it's a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah that a person has to bench gomel when he has these four things happen. So Prima Gadim quotes this Levush, and he brings a raya from the Gemara and the Rambam that bringing a korban al neis is not a chiyuv min haTorah. And he says, when Rashi says that you have to bring a korban al neis that happens to the four different categories of people that are tzrichim lahodos, he means it's only a chiyuv midrabanan. When the Torah says you bring a korban toda, that's benedava, that's beneder, but it's not a chiyuv. But then he says that it sounds that there is at least a chiyuv midivrei kabbalah, because it says Sefer Tehillim is Baruch HaKodesh, and therefore that would generate a chiyuv midivrei kabbalah. So Beis Yosef in Aruch Haim Sim Tov Reish Pei Vav writes in the name of the Baal Amar that Megillas Esther has a din of divrei kabbalah, and divrei kabbalah has a din of divrei Torah. So therefore Mistama Tehillim also has a din of divrei kabbalah, and therefore should also have the tokef of dinei Torah. Prima Gadim says, since a suffix divrei kabbalah is like a suffix d'oraisa, so if that's the case, someone who's mesupak, whether he said birchsa gomel or not, should have to say the bracha again, even though normally suffix brachas lahakel. But he should say it below shema malchus, because brachas are not ma'akev, only the etzem hoda'a is ma'akev, meaning even if it is a chiv midivrei kabbalah, me'echitei say that it's a chiv to actually say the formulation of the bracha. It could just be that it's a mitzvah to express hoda'a. So the Stechemed discusses whether we can learn from those psukim in Tehillim that there's a chiyuv to bring a carbon toda and to bench gomel, or maybe no. Maybe the hakrava of the carbon and the amiras habracha are only a rishus. So says the Shevet Halevi, Rav Vosner in the Tshuva. He says all of the gaonim that discuss this shaila, they missed Rashi in our sukya, that the Rashi Miksav Yad was published after these Gaonim lived, and that's the real Rashi. Rashi Miksav Yad is, we found the real Rashi over here on Meseches Menachos. And what does Rashi say? In the second, that Rashi, when the Gemara uses the term Todas Chova, Rashi has two interpretations. One is that the Todas Chova is someone who says, Hare Alai Lahavi Toda, that he takes a neder, but he makes it about Alai rather than Hare Zu, so it becomes a Dover Shabachova on him, and that's the way we teach the Gemara. But then Rashi says, Todas Chova is Arba'a Shetzrichim Lahodos, that it says, Ve'yizbuchu Zivchei Toda, so that becomes a Todas Chova. So Shittuk Mbetzis asks in the name of Tosos, what do you mean? We never find that anyone's ever Chayiv in a Karban Toda, unless he says, Hare Alai Toda. So you see, according to Shittas Rashi, yes you do, that a person is going to be Chayiv in a Karban Toda. So Pashtus is most Rishonim assume not that way, that if a person is Yordayayam or whatever, that it's not a chiyuv to bring a Korban Todah. The only way to become chayiv in a Korban Todah is by committing yourself to doing it. No matter what experience a person has in his life, there's no chiyuv of a Korban Todah. So we generally assume that's true, but there is a chiyuv of Birchas HaGomel. Again, whether it be a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah or not, that one is chayiv, but not chayiv in Korban Todah. Rashi seems to say that, at least according to one lashon of Rashi, that yes, there is, that a person is holchei midbaros in yardei amura, that srichon lahodos means they're chayiv to actually bring a carbon todah. Okay, so now the Gemara tells us, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel formulates a rule which links up the dinim of a chatas to the dinim of lachmei todah. Kol shebechatas mesa, anytime if this animal were a carbon chatas, the halacha would be that it would be mesa. So then betoda, now that it's a carbon toda, ain't to una lechem. The parallel case by a carbon toda does not require lachme toda. Kol shebechatas roa, any case where if the animal were a carbon chatas, we'd let it graze until it develops a mum, and then we would just be poda it. Betoda to una lechem. The parallel case by a carbon toda does require lechem. So there are five chatos mesos. There's a vlad chatas, a tamuris chatas, a chatas shemesu ba'aleh, a chatas sha'avra shnasa, and a chatas sha'avda, and you replaced it, and the bailim was mischaper with another one. So Masav Rav Amram challenges that we have a brisa. Ma'u omer hatod yakriv. What does the pasuk tell me when it says hatod yakriv? It doesn't say hatod yakriv, it says hatod yakrivenu, but at the same point, why does it say hatod yakrivenu? The word yakrivenu is extra. It could have just said im al toda vihikriv al zevach. So minayin the mafresh todasova avda. How do I know that if you were mafresh a carbon toda, then you lost it, then you replaced it with another one? Then you found the first one. And you have them both standing right there. How do I know you could choose whichever animal you want to bring as your carbon toda and bring the lachmi toda with it? That's why it says the yakrivenu, to tell me that chalife toda can also be brought with the lachmi toda. If you choose to do so. So yachalte shniyatun alechem, I might think even after your makriv one of them, that when you makriv the second one, it should also require lachme toda. Tamalomer yakrivenu, the nun and the vav, tell me a miut, that echad velo shnayim, that only one, but not two. So you see that chalife toda that are brought after your nischaper with the first one, does not get lechem. But if a chatas were in that very same situation, that you replaced it and you were mischaper with the first one, then the second one, the halacha would be roa, that it grazes till it develops a mum. Ditnan hifresh chatas of avda v'hifresh acharis tachteha v'nimtzis arishona, your mafresh chatas, you lose it, so you replace it and then you find the first one. V'arein shtei en omdos, and therefore you have both animals in front of you, mischaper bachs man u'shnia tomus divrei Rebbe. That Rebbe says, use one of them as your chatas, and the other one dies. V'cham momrim ein chatas mesa, elish nimtzis achshin schapru bailim. No, the Chum say, the chatos mesos is only if you find the first one after you already got kapara with the second one. But if you find the first one and the second one, and you haven't done anything yet with the second one, and shtei an omdos, then hakodim shin schapru bailim. If you find it before, and they're both right there in front of you, and then you go and you bring one of them for a kapara. So since the second one that was not yet hukrav and was roi lahakrava, so therefore it's not going to be mesa. Roa, it grazes till it develops a mum, and then you're poda it. So according to the Chamim, a chatos that is found before kapara, and then you're mechaper with one of them, the second one is roa. Whereas by a karban toda, when you're mechaper with one of them, the second one does not require lechem. Yeah, that's against Shmuel's rule. Shmuel says, anytime that by chatas roa, the toda is going to require lechem. So it says more very simply, Shmuel karebi svirulei dam ravudu b'shas hafrasha mesa, that Shmuel holds like Rebbe, that it does not depend, that if the original chatas was lost at the time that you were mafrish, not at the time that you were makriv, that at the time that you were mafrish, the second one, that's enough to say that it's mesa. And therefore Shmuel will say, by a toda, after, once you get kapara with one of them, the second one does not require lechem, just like the second chatos would be mesa. Okay, so you can hold like Rebbe, but in which case would Rebbe ever say that a chatos is left to be roe, is left to graze? There must be some case, because if Shmuel is assuming like Rebbe, Shmuel formulated a rule. He said, whenever a chatos is roe, the parallel case of a tolda is going to be to unalechem. Well, what's the case of a chatos that's roe, if it doesn't exist, right? What exactly is that case? So it says in Gemara, Kid Rabbi Yoshaya, that Dam Rabbi Yoshaya, Hifresh Shtei Chatos L'Achrayus, that if a person was mafresh two animals for a carbon chatos, just in case, meaning he's only chayv one chatos, he's mafresh two animals just in case he loses one of them, then mischaper pays him in shir tzaveshni yatira, he could achieve a kapara with whichever one, and then the other one is going to be left to graze. V'agabi toda ki agavna ein etu nalechem, but ask the Gemara, but wait, a carbon toda that tufra shlach rayus does not require lechem. So when Shmuel says any time you have by chatos roa, the parallel case by a toda is to unalechem, doesn't work. So answers Gemara, El Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Svirle. Shmuel, you're right, does not hold like Rabbi. Rather, he holds like Shmuel. Damar Chamish Chataos Mesos. That says that there are five Chataos Mesos, and one of them is a Chatos Shenischaper Ba'aleha, that the Bailim already got a Kapara with another one. So it sounds like it's Mesa regardless when the Bailim got a Kapara with the other one. And even if you were Mafreshte Chataos Lachreis, I don't care how you ended up with two. I don't care if you lost one and you were Mafresh the other one, and then you were makrev the other one before you found it, or you makrev the other one after you found it, or you never lost one. You just designated two, just in case, la'achrayus. Either way, if you ever achieve kapara with one, then the other one is mesa. So that's why Shmuel said, in such a case, a toda would not require lechem. So ask Gemara, but if Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, what's the case of a chatas roa? You're even more limiting now. You're saying that even when you're mafresh shteim la'achrayus, there's no, the other one is not roa. For roa, Rabbi Shimon, lest they klal. According to Rabbi Shimon, there is no din of roa by a chatas. So it says, "Maria Shmuel nami chada ka'amar." Shmuel was only saying one thing: kol shab chatas mesa betodein tu nalechem. There was no flip side to his klal. The klal is that look at the chatos mesos. If you have a case that a chatas would be mesa, the parallel case by a carbon toda would not require lach metoda. And he never said kol shab chatas roa betoda tu nalechem, because there's no such thing as a chatos roa. So that's why he never said that. So there is no case of a chatos to chatos roa to compare a toda to. So says Gemara, my kamash, well, what's Shmuel teaching me? La'fukim mit Rabbi Yochanan. He's trying to tell me not like we started the daf in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Damrada mischaper b'shvach hegdish, that vlad that a behemas hegdish has that you can be nischaper, and that Rabbi Yochanan says that if you mak the vlad toda schova before you nischaper with the mother, it requires lechem because the vlad is also called a carbon toda. So kamash malan dilo. Shmuel tells me not so, that a person is not mischaper with shvach hegdish, and therefore even the vlad of a toda schova, you cannot be mischaper with it. It's not considered the ikar toda. It's considered a mosar toda, and it will not require lechem even if brought lefnei kapara. Because Shmuel says kol shabchatas mesa betoda does not require lechem. A vlad chatas is one of the chatos hamesos. So a vlad chatas is mesa even before you ever get kapara with the mother. It's one of the chatos hamesos, and therefore, by definition, Shmuel is going to hold that a vlad toda does not require lechem because it parallels the chatos hamesos. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses two differences in halacha between a zevach of a toda and the lachme toda. Amar Rabbi Abba, zo toda v'zo lachma. A person says, here, this animal is my zevach, this bread is my lachme toda. So he didn't say harei alai. It was harei zo. This and this, it's a din in the cheftza, not a din in the gavra. He was never mekabel achrayus if it gets lost. And then avar halechem, the lechem gets lost, maybe lechem acher. he's got to replace the bread. He never took personal achrayus for the bread. Yeah, but he's got a carbon that he's got to bring in. The carbon requires bread, so he's got to replace the bread. But of the todah, if he loses the todah itself, eino mevi todah acheres. He doesn't have to find another zevach to match up with that bread in order to bring them. My time. Well, what's the reason that if avda alechem, he does need to bring other lechem? Because lechem beglal todah, the lechem comes on account of the todah. It's tafel to the todah. So when you have an obligation to be makrav this carbon as a todah, so mele you have a chiv to bring bread together with it. But vein todah leglal lechem, a todah does not come on account of the lechem. The lechem is not the ikar, it is the tafel. So if you lost the todah, the remaining bread that you still have is never going to be mechayiv you to bring another carbon todah. That's how Rashi writes, that the nidon is the chiv of bringing something to replace that which is lost. However, the Sfasemis points out that there's a gemara in the first parak of Pesachim that says that the nidon is whether they're kosher to be brought with another todah. That if you lose the lechem, you could bring another, you could replace the lechem and be mezavigit with the todah that you still have. But if you lost the todah, you can't bring another todah to match it up with this lechem, because the koveya of the lechem because this lechem was hukva for this todah, and therefore it cannot be used for anything else. So Sfasemis points out, it sounds like a difference in sugyas. Certainly the way Rashi learns our sugya, that it's all about whether you have a chiyuv to bring to replace it, whereas in Pesachim it sounds like the question is not chiyuv, it's about whether it's even kosher to replace it. So that's one difference between the lachmei todah and the zevach, that since the zevach is the ikar and the lechem is the tafel, that if the lechem gets lost, you either need to or can replace it, because you have a todah that has to be brought. But if the todah gets lost, it does not need to or maybe cannot be replaced. V'yama Rava, and a second difference. Hifrish ma'os the todah. So if a person set aside money for a carbon todah, vini tosu, and money was left over after he bought the zevach, so maybe ben lechem, use that money for the lachmei todah. Le lachmei todah vini tosu, if he'd set aside money for the lachmei todah and he has extra money, ain maybe behen todah. You're not allowed to use that extra money for the zevach. So extra money from the zevach may be used for the lechem, but extra money from the lechem may not be used for the zevach. My time, oh, why should that be the case? Ile mishum drav kahana, dam rav kahana, that how do I know lachmei todah are called the todah? Because it says v'ikravel zevach todah chalos matzos, and since the lechem is called the todah, so if you left over with extra money from your todah, you could buy lechem, because that's also called todah. But then it should be a two-way street. When you have extra money from your lachmei todah, you should be able to buy a zevach with it, because the lechem is also called a todah. Why wouldn't that be a two-way street? So it says, no, because lechem ikri todah, todah l'ikri lechem. Lechem is called todah, but todah is never called lechem. So when you say, this money is for my lachmei todah, and you have extra, you cannot use the money for the zevach, because the zevach is certainly not called lachmei todah. But if you say, this money is for my todah, and you buy an animal and you have extra, yeah, then you can buy the lachmei todah, because the lachmei todah are called a carbon todah. So now the Gemara moves on to a new discussion. We had mentioned that if you lose your carbon todah and you're mafresh another one to take its place, and then you find the first one, so one of them is hukrav together with lechem, and the second one is hukrav without lechem. What would be the case where you were mafresh, the Gemara discusses, in a case where before you're makriv one of them, you lose the second one, and then you replace it with the third one, and now hare shlosht on omdos. So now you have three animals. We already discussed, what if you have two? So what if you have three? That's a machlok sabai and rava. V'yama rava, hifrish todas ova avda. You're mafresh karban todah, and then it got lost. V'chazav hifrish acheres techteha. So you replaced it. V'avda, you lost that one as well. V'chazav hifrish acheres tachter. So you replaced it. V'nimtzu arishonos. Then you find the first two. Harei shloshton omdo. So you have all three in front of you, and you can choose whichever one you want to be makriv as a korban toda. Nischaper barishona shnia einatun alechem. If you're nischaper with the first one, the second one does not require lachme toda because it was only meant as a chalipin for the as a chilufin for the first one. So it is what we call a mosar toda. So it's chilufe toda where you're mechaper with the first one. But shlishis tu'un alechem, because the shlishis is a chilufin for the second one, and the second one was never hukrav as the korban toda. So the second one is not a mosar toda. It's a mosar of something that turns out not to be a toda, because it's a mosar of the second one that was never brought as a real toda, was never brought together with lechem. So therefore, the third one is in fact going to require lechem. The Chazon Ish raises a question: Why would the Torah be mechayev lechem with the third one? It's not brought as an ikur korban because the first one was already brought. It's only a chiluf of the shniyah, and the chiluf etoda does not require lechem. So he says, you see that every toda requires lechem. There's no such thing as a toda without lechem. It's just that the Torah tells us that chalif etoda is potter from lechem. So the first korban toda only has the koach to make the next one in line into chalife toda. I mean, the way the Chazon Ish learns it is that the default is toda needs lechem. So anything that you're going to call a toda, anything that's going to have kedushas toda is going to need lechem, unless it's one of the exceptions. So one of the exceptions is chalife toda. But chalife toda is a label that can only be given to that which is the original chalipin of the original toda. So the first one cannot label the third one down the line as chalife toda. Okay, nischaper b'shlishis, if you use the third one as your ultimate korban toda, and you bring that one first, shniya eina tun lechem. The second one does not require lechem because you already were makriv the it's chilufin. So the second one becomes like a toda that you were already nischaper with the chilufin because it was already brought without lechem, because it was already brought that it was already brought with lechem. So the second one will not need lechem, but rishona tun lechem. But the first one will require lechem because the third one that you brought was not a chilufin of the first one. So only the second one was. And if the one that you actually brought as your kapara, as your korban toda, was the middle one, then neither number one nor number three is going to require lechem, because the emtsayis was chilufe harishona. So the rishona is a moser toda. It's like a toda that you're makar of the chilufin, so it doesn't require lechem. And the second one was only hufrash as a chilufin of the middle one, so that becomes a moser toda, which is like chilufe toda, where you're mechaper with the first one, does not require lechem. So that is Rava. Abaye says no. I feel nischaper biachas, man. Whether it doesn't matter which one you're nischaper with, shteyan ein tunas lechem. The other two will not require lechem. Kulu chalifin da'adadininu. They're all considered chalifin of each other. So whichever one you bring, that's the one that needs lechem. Whichever one you bring first, rather, that's one that needs lechem, and then the other two, regardless of which one it was that you brought first, the other two will not require lechem. Now, we had said that a chatos that gets lost and you replace it, and then you find the first one, so one of them you're makriv, and the other one is left to die. So Gemara brings that the machlokes Abaye and Rava about a toda that gets lost, and then the second one gets lost, and you're mafresh the third one, that can carry over to the dinim of a korban chatos as well. The same is true when it comes to korbanos chatos, that you're mafresh la'achrayus, that it has the same din like a toda. Hifresh chatos v'yavda, v'yifresh acheres tachteha, v'yavda, v'yifresh acheres tachteha, v'nim tzori shodos v'yishlashan omdos. Same case, except with korbanos chatos, that you're mafresh, you lost, you replace and you replace it and lose that one and replace it, and then you find the original two, so now you have all three in front of you. Nischaper b'rishona shniya tamos. If you're nischaper with the first one, the second one is a moser chatos, and therefore it's left to die. And shlish is tira, but the third one is not a chilufe rishona, and therefore would be left to graze. Nischaper b'shlishis. If you're nischaper with the third one, shniya tamos. The second one is left to die, but rishona tira. The first one will be left to graze till it develops a moment, then you can be poded. Nischaper b'emtsayis shtein yamusu. And if you're nischaper with the middle one, then the other two are the other two would be left to die. So that's like Rava. Rabbi Zeira is like Rava. Abaye Omar, Afilin Schapper Beachas Man, Shtein Yamusu, Kul Chalivin Da Dadi Ninu. And Abaye, consistent with his own opinion by Karban Toda, says the same Shubay Karban Chatas, that whichever one you choose to be in the Schapper with, the other two are going to be Yamusu. So Gemara says, Mai Vechein. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Zeira? That Vechein Lin Yachatas. It's Pashut that just like by Toda, the chilufin has a din of moser toda, and chilufin does not have a din of moser toda, and therefore does not require, and therefore will require lechem. That the same should be true when it comes to a chatas, that the chilufin is not moser chatas, and like a chatas mesu balel, and it would be left to graze and not left to die. So it says more in a ma'u de tema, because you might have had a havamina that hasamu di ikal meimar marba betodosu, that legabe a carbon toda rava might say that the third one needs lechem if you brought the first one, because marba betodos, so you could bring as many todos as you want. It could be a todos nedava. So when the third one is not a moser toda, so it defaults to a todos nedava, to a toda that you decided to bring. And when you decide to bring a carbon toda, so you bring lechme toda with it. Aval hachapot, in the world of chatos, there's no such thing as just deciding to bring an extra carbon chatos. Say imalo, I would think that it can't be that each one is an achrayus lechaverta, because since it's not shaykh to have a nedava by a chatos, the third one must also be on account, be an extension of the first one that you were mechuyev in. And that we don't say, no, only the second one is an extension of the first one and the third one is independent. No, you can't say that by a chatos. So kamash malon, that's where Rabbi Zeira tells me that it's not true, that the din applies equally to a chatos, that the third one, even though it's only coming on account of the chiyuv of the first one, but since it's only chalipe chalipin, if you were mechaper with the first one, it's not considered a moser chatas like a chatas shekipru balel, and therefore it goes to graze, and it is not left to die. Now we had said that if you make a tamura for your carbon toda, the toda itself requires lechem, but the tamura does not require lechem. So Gemara says, what if you really get yourself in a pickle as follows? You decide to make a tamura for your carbon toda. So we know the rule of tamura. Tamura is when you say that the kedusha of this animal should be exchanged onto that animal, you're left with both being kadosh. They both have that kedusha. But again, the rule by your carbon toda is the original requires the lachme toda. The new one, the tamura, does not require lachme toda. Now I can't tell which is which. The tamura and the original get mixed up. They look the same. I don't know. I can't tell. Umesa achas mehen, and then one of them dies. So I don't know what the survivor is. I don't know if it's the original that requires lachme toda or it's the tamura that does not. So chavirta in la takana, the survivor, there's nothing you could do to be makrevit, because heichinavit, what are you going to do? Nakrev lechem ba'ada. You'll bring it with lachme toda, dilma tamurihi. Maybe it's the tamura. Lo nakrev lechem ba'ada. You're not going to bring lechem with it, dilma todahi. Maybe it's the toda and it's not the tamura. So says Gemara heichidami, what exactly is the case? Ida amar alai. If when the guy was mafresh, he said, "Hare alai toda lo sagid lo maisi." He can't be yotze his neder if he doesn't bring a toda, because he was mekabel achrayus. So he should have to bring another behema for the achrayus, and therefore, what should he do? Laisi, he should bring behema achrina. He should bring another animal vilechem and lachme toda vilema. And let him say as follows. If the surviving animal is tamurahi, is a tamura which does not require lechem, good, then hatoda v'halachma. I had made a commitment to bring a toda with the lechem, this new animal and this new lechem, that's the toda, that's the lechem, that's my commitment. I am hereby in fulfillment, nidarei l'Hashem ha-shalem, I have hereby fulfilled my commitment. But if the one that survived from the original two, todahi, is actually the original toda that requires lachme toda, then ha lachma, then this new lachma I'm bringing now should be associated with it, and hatavi achrayus, and the other behema that I'm mafresh right now is just achrayus for it, that I'm bringing it only that if the toda gets lost, this will replace it, and let him bring both behemos and the lechem, and whichever one is the carbon toda, the lechem is considered to be associated with it, and the other one, which is the tamura or the behema that's brought lachrayus, is brought without lechem, because both the tamura and the behema that are with that are brought l'achrayus do not require lechem. So why does the Braisa say that it's ein l'takana? There is a takana. Bring a new animal, new loaves, and that's a takana. So says more l'tzich damer harezo. No, the case is he didn't say harei. He said harezo. He was mafresh l'nedava with harezo, and when it died, he's not chayiv b'achriyusa. So therefore, he cannot bring another one, a new animal, and say that if the one that died was the tmura, then this will be the achrayus of the one that's still alive. There is no achrayus of the one that of the original toda. So if he brings another one, it has to be for a toda itself, and it's going to require its own lechem. So there's no way to sort of negotiate that lechem as maybe working for the original chiyuv, because whatever he's bringing now is going to require its own lechem. So the Gemara has this long siman limud midas alavava. All of that is a siman for the various amoraim and their arguments to ask on this ein lo takana thing. Whenever you say ein lo takana, the amoraim obviously are going to get creative. What do you mean ein lo takana? What about this? What about that? So that's going to be the rest of the sugya. Okay, everyone have a great day. Achakash v'sameach. Be peaceful in Eretz Yisrael, and we'll see everybody on Chol HaMoed.